This is Earth and Sky. Tons of tiny dust particles fall onto our planet every day. Pollen, insect parts, soot, and even tiny bits of comets and asteroids raining down on us at all times.
This invisible sky dust can help scientists study weather, pollution, insect invasions, climate change, the spread of disease, and even the history of our solar system. Geologist Dan Murray of the University of Rhode Island says students can help collect and study sky dust. All they need is a sheet of special nonstick material, a filter, a microscope, and a special kind of tape used at crime scenes, and a few household items.
It's sort of a low-tech kind of collecting thing, but the nice thing about it is that you can have lots and lots of collection sites, as opposed to a high-tech thing, which would be a very expensive jet plane flying in the upper atmosphere collecting samples, and that's about hundreds of thousands of dollars per shot.
This past school year, students in a Rhode Island high school collected dust containing particles of soot and searched for the fires that produced them. Meanwhile, Dan Murray has applied for a grant to supply dust collection materials to teachers and to build a website so that participants can share their data. He'd like to see tens or even hundreds of student sky dust collection sites around the world.
For more, come to today's show at earthsky.org. Our thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.